Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. First, let me wish you all a happy new year. With a new year comes renewal, hope, and potential dread. So this week I'm looking at three new movies where people face dreadful situations, potentially partly of their own making. There's an abused architect, a compromised CEO, and a sympathetic assassin. Harbin, co-written and directed by Min-ho Woo. It's 1909 in Korea. After defeating a European empire in the Russo-Japanese War, Japan is flush with imperial ambition. They want more colonies on the mainland and are looking hungrily at Korea, Manchuria, Mongolia, and China. But some independence-minded Koreans are regrouping to fight Japan. Their leader, An Jung-kyun, played by Hyun Bin, managed to defeat a Japanese battalion in a bloody battle. But when, following international laws, An released the disarmed POWs, their leader, Mori, played by Park Hoon, shot a cannon at their base, killing everyone except An. Now the survivors are meeting in Vladivostok to decide what to do next. This includes Kim, played by Jo Woo-jin, his closest ally, and Woo, played by Park Jung-min, his biggest rival. And some of them think An is a Japanese mole. So to atone for his mistakes and to do something big, he vows to assassinate Ito Hirobumi, played by Lily Frankie, one of the top statesmen of Imperial Japan, who is calling for the annexation of Korea. To do this killing, An has to make his way to Harbin, a rail hub city right on the border of Russia and northeast China, where Ito plans to give a public speech. But if he travels by train, he'll be caught. So he's forced to turn with his comrades to a former comrade turned bandit. Ms. Gong, played by Jeon Yeo-bin, to try to secure explosives. But there's a traitor in their midst telling the Japanese all their plans. Can they make it to Harbin undetected in time, find the rat, fool their enemies, and carry out the assassination? Or are they fated to be erased from their country's history? Harbin is a vivid and gripping retelling of a famous historical event. It's full of action, thrills, drama, and espionage. It's done in the traditional style, with the name of each character appearing on the screen to help you keep track of which mustachioed fighter is which. But easier said than done, when everyone pulls down the brims of their fedoras to cover half their faces. The locations are amazing. On crawling across the frozen waters of the Tumen River, horse caravans on the sands of Mongolia, old Russian train stations, very impressive all. The sets and costumes are great too, with a drunken warlord festooned in animal furs, or the ceiling lamps aboard a Russian train swinging back and forth, side to side. If you have any interest in action thrillers, spy stories, or even Northeast Asian history, Harbin is the film for you. Baby Girl, co-written and directed by Helena Rain. Romy, played by Nicole Kidman, is the CEO of a large, successful, boring corporation that makes automated parcel sorting equipment, similar to what Amazon has in their factories, in their warehouses. She lives with her husband, Jason, a play director, played by Antonio Banderas, and their two teenage daughters, Isabel and Nora, they truly love. Her life is almost perfect, but it's missing a certain je ne sais quoi. She's not sexually satisfied. One day, she's startled by a vicious dog running rampant outside her office tower. She witnesses a random young man calm the dog down and return it to its owner. Later, inside her office, she's introduced to her latest intern. Guess what? It's the same guy she saw outside. Samuel, played by Harris Dickinson, has an unusually forthright manner, almost rude and overbearing for someone so young. He makes her feel unhinged and yet intrigued. Who is this twerp and why is he like this? She finds him overconfident and almost ridiculous, and yet eventually they kiss, and to her great surprise, sparks fly. Soon, she's secretly meeting him in seedy hotel rooms for furtive sex, but he wants more. Total domination over her in an S&M relationship. Now, Romy loves her husband and kids and has never done anything like this before. Even though Samuel takes the dominant role, in real life, she holds all the cards. She's older, richer, and she's his boss. She has more to lose, though, and it's that threat that most excites her. And she can't get enough of it. So what will happen if word gets out, and has she bit off more than she can chew? Baby Girl is an erotic drama about an older woman's fling with a much younger man for the thrill of it all. It's both highly sexualized and yet highly uncomfortable to watch in parts. It's entirely told from Nicole Kidman's Romy's point of view. We share her agony, her ecstasy, and her cringing embarrassment. He treats her like a domesticated animal. As Samuel, Dickinson is opaque, functioning mainly as her erotic foil. He's usually an excellent actor in all his movies, but in this one, he takes second fiddle all the way. Now, some people love this movie, others despise it. I'm somewhere in between. The plot is just a small twist on the old cliche of the powerful executive submitting to a dominatrix. And I really don't need to watch a grown woman lick milk from a saucer. But other parts are quite exciting and erotic, and I think it's worth it for Nicole Kidman's great performance. The Brutalist, co-written and directed by Brady Corbett. It's post-World War II. Laszlo Toth, played by Adrian Brody, is a Holocaust survivor from Hungary who arrives in America as a displaced person. His wife, Erzsébet, played by Felicity Jones, and their niece, Sophia, are nowhere to be seen. His cousin, Attila, played by Alessandro Nivola, gives him a place to stay in his furniture shop and puts him to work designing and building chairs. Things start looking up when the son of an oligarch offers him a job redesigning his father's home library in their estate. Laszlo takes to it like a fish out of water, building a modernistic room with synchronized wooden panels and shelves beneath an open skylight. But when the industrialist Harrison Lee Van Buren Sr., played by Guy Pearce, sees it before it's completely finished, he goes ballistic and fires him without pay. Soon after, his cousin falsely accuses him of sleeping with his wife. Laszlo now finds himself unemployed, homeless, and addicted to drugs. He gets work doing manual labor at a shipping site with a friend named Gordon, played by Isaac de Bancole, a man he befriended earlier, until the industrialist seeks him out again. Turns out, Laszlo was a Bauhaus architect before the war, and the library in the man's house was featured in modern architecture. Now he likes it. He immediately rehires him, this time to build a monumental memorial on a hilltop in honor of Lee's mother. But conflicts still trouble the two men's relationship. Will Laszlo ever complete his masterpiece, or will Lee crush him with his class oppression and egotistical nature? The Brutalist is a moving drama about the American dream and class struggle between two men. The title refers to the brutalist style of the architects that the architect favors. It's a full-fledged four-hour epic, complete with an overture, intermission, and various storylines within the plot. I'm only giving you a taste of it here. This is a three-minute review of a four-hour-long movie. Remember that. It's visually and audibly stunning, both in design and execution, from the score to the crisp camera work, even the surprising credit roll. Yeah, the credits. The acting is superb. I'm referring to Brody, Pierce, and Jones, and the rest of the large cast. This is a mature film, but it's made by a young director and former child actor. I've only seen one other movie by him, Vox Lux, which, while visually interesting, didn't have much to it. I barely remembered seeing it. The Brutalist takes a quantum leap beyond that, filling in all the parts left out of his previous work. Brutalist is exciting, full of both hope and crushing devastation. It's so well done. I left the theater assuming it was a biopic, only later realizing it's entirely fictional. This is a stupendous movie that must be seen to be appreciated. The Brutalist and Baby Girl are now playing in Toronto, and Harbin is opening this weekend. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies Eats, Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM, and on my website, culturalmining.com.